It's Neil Ann with Rory Smith. There's one show in town. It belongs to David Coote. And we're going to just basically work off this premise that it is possible. We're going to acknowledge it is at least theoretically 1% possible. The video in question has been tampered with in some way. We have to acknowledge that that could be a possibility. But we're going to move forward as though that isn't the case, as though the video is perfectly legitimate. And that's the conversation that we're having it in. That's the context of this. I think the first thing it does, Rory, for me anyway, is it feeds into this idea that a lot of the contemporary referees are not you're not George Courtney, these remarkably almost scarecrowish characteristics that you used to get from referees in the olden days. Maybe this is some sort of form of quasi-nostalgia, we should be careful, where one would perceive, I just view the refs at times as being a bit of a set of bantz lads anyway. And almost every bit of things that you see of them separate always makes me feel that that's the case even more. This is obviously a very extreme case where Mr. Coote is sat there with one of the biggest bantz lads who's ever lived. So therefore, by association, but it just does not, none of it, reflect well on any part of the process, whilst simultaneously just sort of saying it's people outside of the workplace being themselves. I don't know if I like themselves.
Yeah, so there's been a load of false equivalences, and the main one that I've seen a lot today in the sort of 24 hours after the video was released, and that the timing of the video being released is weird, and I think it's fair enough to kind of ask questions of like, why has whoever's got this video, whoever's released it, why have they set out to destroy a man's career? And that is the stakes, that those are, it's entirely possible that, presuming the video is real, that David Coote did something that he shouldn't have done, but the person who's released it is still... What's our attitude to language like on this show?
Whichever way you want to go. I mean, we've looked at just a video here where, and if you raise yourself now, but where the former Liverpool manager is called an arrogant cunt and a German cunt.
But so whoever's released it is clearly, there's an element of bellend about that. Do you know what I mean? Like that's not good form. But the big false equivalence that I've noticed is people saying, oh, well, look, everyone in Britain has called Jurgen Klopp that word at some point, so everyone in Britain should lose their job. And you think, well, that's a fairly facetious, stupid argument, because not everyone in Britain is in charge of determining whether Jurgen Klopp or Liverpool or football matches as a whole are adjudicated fairly and impartially. Like, that's a ridiculous argument to make, but I have seen people making it.